gift online through our secure payment gateway on the Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com. Join us now and rejoice in hope with Mater Dei Radio.
And we are back, so thankful that you are with us. Could not be more glad that you are with us for this particular hour. Welcome to it. 888-823-5286. What a wonderful nearly 2.5 days it has been, and what an hour we have to look forward to this particular time, Brenda.
Absolutely. Boy, that was an incredible hour. Sister Anne Marie brings with her a
holy
kind
fire.
Of peace that comes along with it that is just incredible. And we need that here. She lifts our spirits. She prays for us. And we are just thankful for her and all that the Franciscan sisters do for our community there
in the house.
At Our Lady of Peace. Rolando, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great hour.
We were able to have just such an amazing hour. And now we move on. Now, this is going to be the final hour of our morning here, which at the end of this officially is the exact halfway mark of our share-a-thon. And we are excited to welcome into our studio another great guest, a wonderful and good friend of Mater Dei Radio, somebody that Rolando is joining us here, our new executive director, to introduce for us this morning.
Yes, I do have the distinct pleasure to welcome and introduce my pastor, Father Jeff Musin at St. Joseph's in Salem. For all you St. Joseph's folks out there, please tune in and support Mater Dei Radio. But I'm just happy to have you here, Father. Thank you for being here.
It was good to be here this morning. The drive was pretty pleasant, and I really only got slowed up on Sylvan, so I'm pretty good.
let me ask you this. So you are, what, 10 days from being ordained permanent to the permanent diaconate?
That's right.
Now, do you know or the 11, parish that you will serve, or how do they do that here in the Archdiocese?
Yeah, I'll be serving with Father Jeff at St. Joseph's.
All right.
Yeah, no, we've been training him and helping him, and he already knows the ropes pretty well because he's a parishioner, so it's not going to be a big change for him, but we're happy to have him go from altar server to deacon.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, well, we have been praying for you. We pray for all of the men who will be ordained along with you. Again, ordained to serve the community. And that vocation of the deacon is such a beautiful one, and that many people and families we look to are holy deacons. Their vocation to serve the poor, the widows, those in need in a community, and then also at the altar to serve along the priest. And so, Father Jeff, you are excited to be able to welcome another deacon. And so we are glad to have you with us this morning. Now, what everybody wants to know, of course, what is our goal?
Yeah.
We're looking for $3,000 this hour, straight match. We're calling on the capital city to call in today. Your pastor is on St. Joseph's. It's time to call. But what people want to know is we want to get an update. Now, Dave, let me set the stage for you here. Dave Endress, who was my former co-host, we had him starting on this morning very early. We would come in the morning. It's still dark out. I listened to the radio a little bit coming in, and I heard in the report, because I thought, you know, I get some of the local news on our local radio station, and I heard a report that said there was a fire early morning in Salem. And then there was some more information. The next newscast came in, something maybe near or around St. Joseph's.
Oh, wow.
And then a little bit more information. And by the time I got in, and Dave, I went and looked at local news updates online. Dave came in this morning, and I said, Dave, I think St. Joseph's in Salem is on fire.
Wow.
And not only that, it was kind of around, it was late in the summertime, and I went, I believe that Father Jeff had just been assigned. It was
his new
assignment there at St. Joseph's just a couple of months maybe beforehand.
It was my last day of my second month, August 31st, 2023.
Yeah.
2:30 in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
And so as the fire was extinguished, our first responders were there. We learned of how it was started by someone, maybe in a fire dumpster or something outside that caught the sanctuary. As the light came up, we could see the damage. And boy, we got on our knees to pray.
Yeah, and it worked. The prayers worked. The firefighters said they were going to save the building. They did.
Wow.
It was severely damaged. Severely damaged. So we've been, you know, after it got cleaned and basically gutted, we started putting it back together. So we've been doing that for the last 2 years.
2 years, 2 months. So how are things? How are things today?
So right now it's wired. They put in the electricity. They put in the fire suppression system. We got a good fire suppression system.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they started doing the insulation, and they started sealing up some of the walls. So it's coming back together.
Thanks be to God, they saved the structure, right? I mean, you could have had a total loss starting all over.
Yeah.
No, you have the original structure. You're filling back in.
I was nervous that we were going to have a total loss, but we didn't.
Praise God.
And so in this interim time that you have not been able to use your church, where are you meeting for your masses?
So daily mass we're having upstairs in the parish center. And then weekend masses, we're having mass in the gym.
Okay.
So the eighth graders are really good at taking down and putting up the chairs. Really good.
Oh, yeah. Those kids, they can do that very, very quickly.
Yes.
And praise God that this is happening. And of course, we remember in those days afterwards, our Archbishop Alexander Sample right away took the drive to Salem to be with the parishioners, to be with the families. I think it was a mass celebrated outside. So that way we can gather, console each other through Christ, through the Eucharist. That's who we run to in our time of need. That is for sure.
Well, we talked on the phone that morning at 7 a.m. and I told him what was going on. And he said, well, what can I do? I said, you can have mass for us at 12:05 in the parking lot. So
he did.
Yeah. He said, what do I bring? He said, bread and wine. Just bring bread and wine.
Bread and wine.
We'll take care of the rest. So.
Beautiful consecrated hands of our priests that consecrate the bread and the wine to the body and blood.
I want to suggest, now I know St. Joseph is the patron, of course, because the parish is named for him. But someone else who speaks directly to fire, St. Jude. There's one letter from St. Jude. There's only one chapter in it, but this is the end of it. This is from verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. On those who waver, have mercy. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. On others, have mercy with fear, abhorring even the outer garments stained by the flesh, but snatching them from the fire. And the fact that the structure was saved, you have to think maybe there was some intercession going on, obviously from St. Joseph, but maybe he called St. Jude over too. We'll see.
We'll see. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, we never missed a day of ministry.
God, I love
a day.
Man.
Really?
Didn't need electricity, still celebrated mass, still had weddings, quinceañeras, baptisms. We did them in the parking lot. But
yeah.
So I'm very proud of that. The mission of Jesus Christ continued with or without a
unabated
building.
The God,
church
I love
is,
that. Yeah.
is the people, so we kept going.
Well, you know, as we are going to begin to climb this mountain, this $3,000 mountain, before we start kind of getting excited, kind of whipping things up to try to get to this goal, because we will get there. I'd like to pause for just a moment, ask, Father, would you pray over this hour? Bless our ministry. Bless our work that we are about to embark on.
Of course. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, send us your Holy Spirit to say what you want us to say, that your people will hear what you want them to hear, to continue the mission and radio broadcast as we continue to open our hearts to the fruits of the Holy Spirit, generosity, kindness, charity, and all those things that come with it, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, may really infuse our hearts with the kindness of Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I'm just struck by the timing. I'm sorry. I'm getting my mind around this story. So this St. Joseph, the people there endure the difficulty of COVID.
Yes.
And then right as everyone is recovering, right as the church and the world is recovering from that, you have this devastating fire. The strength that must exist in that part of the body of Christ must be a thing to witness.
Oh, they're wonderful people. I had only been there 2 months, and I didn't know anybody, really. I was still kind of learning who the staff is, and then people were coming back to school. We were supposed to open school.
Oh,
right.
We only
goodness.
Missed 4 days of school. And all that happening in that crisis, and just having to totally rely on the Lord, and just to let the people's gifts come forth.
Right.
And they totally did.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
amazing. And to talk about the gift that a school is, and the energy and the excitement that young people bring. I mean, that talk about lifting spirits. I mean, they're unsure. They want to go back to school. They want to see their friends. They see their church.
Well, their parents really wanted them to go back to school.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure they did, no doubt. Right. I know how that feels, let me tell you what. But again, to be blessed to be able to just have a short time off to welcome children back, to reassure them, to reassure families that we are still here. Mm. Building or no building, Christ is with us. He is among us. He is in our schools. He is in our homes. He is in the burnt down frame of a church. Thank you. That means a gift just came on a line. Thank you so much for that gift. We are assured constantly that no matter what happens on earth, our God is here walking with us. Our Lady is praying for us, her intercessions being brought up and brought to our Lord. Your patron, Saint Joseph, a man of action. He didn't wait around and have long discourse, Dave. He didn't talk lots and lots. He slept, he dreamt, and he acted, right? And that is what is happening at Saint Joseph. People aren't waiting to be told. They came that morning and they said, we're here to act and we are here to rebuild. And boy, it won't be too much longer, hopefully, that you'll be able to pray once again in that beautiful sanctuary.
Yeah. That'll be wonderful when that happens. Yes. Yeah, I don't have an exact opening date, but we'll let you all know when we do.
All right. Yeah. And you know what? Let us know, and we will let everyone else know around the Archdiocese when that date happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of action, we're going to need 15 individual gifts for this. 15 individual gifts to hit this $3,000 goal for this hour. We've already got a couple in, which leaves us with 13 to go in honor of St. Matthias. So we have that perfect 13 open to us. 888-823-5286. Looking for 13 of you to come forward with gifts either via the telephone, online, or on our app. Again, that telephone number to call, 888-823-5286, online at MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. 13 is what we're looking for.
You know, it's by divine providence, I'm pretty sure that in schedule, that St. Joseph's pastor is here with us on Wednesday, the day that's dedicated to St. Joseph.
That's right.
So I'm pretty sure he's got a hand in keeping things going. So if St. Joseph is your patron, give us a call. If St. Joseph is your parish, give us a call. There's several St. Joseph parishes in the area. And call 888-823-5286 or let your fingers do the talking at MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
Let your fingers do the talking. That's a new one.
You know,
like that one.
Like the yellow pages.
They should use that.
Yeah.
Like yellow pages. Are there? Do they even still print yellow pages?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's all online now.
Online yellow pages. Yeah. I think that your screen turns yellow and you're like, wow, isn't that interesting?
And I'm wondering, what do you set a child on now? You know, because it used to be our parents set you on the phone book. You know,
to lift you up off the seat.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know.
Things have changed.
Old tech manuals.
Yeah, that's right. Old tech manuals. That's exactly.
Thank you for that call. 888-823-5286. That is the number that person call. And we need to fill up
now
that
for
phone.
12.
12 more. 12. Yep. Huh. You know, it would be amazing. Like if I were thinking, I need to get a group of people together to change the world forever. How many would I need?
There you go.
12.
Yeah, I
think
like
12 might be the perfect number to be able to do that.
Well, that's what the Lord started with.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. Now that's where I heard it from. I knew that was familiar. 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. Go online, MatreDayRadio.com, and use the Hail Mary Media app. Father Jeff Musin with us this hour. Father Jeff, our theme is rejoice in hope. Now, I can imagine that morning, you know, just over 2 years ago, maybe not a lot of hope being felt at that moment as you watch those flames come up through the sanctuary. And yet somehow, even through all that was happening and all that you had to take care of, you knew that you would be able to recover, that there is hope. And when the flames were out and everything was assessed, you started to get to work, and it was hope that carried you through to this point.
Well, the church has survived millions of fires probably in 2,000 years.
Okay.
We had the people, and the people are the church. They came together, and I was totally hopeful that it will be restored. We will have a church again. Even when I got interviewed, I think on TV, they asked me about that, and I said, we'll rebuild.
Right.
We'll rebuild. And the generosity that came not just from the Catholic Church, but from our Protestant brothers and sisters, the Jewish community in Salem.
Oh, my goodness.
Salem really stepped up and gave us donations to help us start rebuilding. Of course, working with the Archdiocesan Insurance Office has also very helpful because that's kind of how this all is getting paid for.
Oh, yeah, sure.
For the most part.
But to bring the whole community together to see those members, those people who are not members of the Catholic Church, come forward and say this is important to us too, and we want to be there for you.
Yeah, no, they even came to the first mass
in
the parking lot with Archbishop Zemple.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, and in fact, here at Mater Dei Radio, it was through the Catholic Cares Initiative too that everyone in the Archdiocese that supported Mater Dei Radio through that share-a-thon, a portion of those gifts were also given to help St. Joseph's in Salem. And so if you are listening today, hey, you know, maybe you're a parishioner at St. Joseph, get online, send a message to your friends, go to your Facebook page or Instagram, let people know that you support Mater Dei Radio. If you go to our webpage, materdeiradio.com, there is a menu drop down right at the top of the page that is for our share-a-thon. We've got some great images that you can download. You can post those on Mater Dei, on your own page, saying that you support Mater Dei Radio. You know, where your love is, and so is where your treasure is. And so please support Mater Dei Radio and help us get to this goal. 888-823-5286. Rolando is in giving us an update. You've got some thank yous to give.
Yes, we have quite a few thank yous here. All right. I'd like to thank Charlie from Salem. He says, prayers for St. Joseph's and for Father Jeff. So thank you, Charlie, for your gift.
Thank you.
Diane as well from St. Joseph's in Salem. Thank you for your generous donation.
She probably just went to the chapel. I think I know who that is. Yeah.
Nice.
We have Mary Jo from Holy Rosary in Portland like prayers and for the Chesterton School at St. Pier Giorgio Frassati in Portland. So thank you for your gift. And a very special one. One of my favorite all-time persons, my wife, Angela.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, from St. Joseph's
in Salem. Thank you, Angela, your gift and for our gift, I should say.
I was going to say, she's probably using your credit card.
And she says, I love our new executive director.
There you go.
Oh,
at least one person.
And it's funny because there's like little heart emojis and little heart kisses on there, too. I love that. All right, here is the update for you now. $925 in.
Oh, nice. Okay.
$2,075 to go. $2,075. What portion can you take? I'll tell you what. Why don't you let us know that portion by giving us a call? We're going to go into the break. We're going to take more pledges. We're going to go online and add those. Thank you so much for
gift
that.
Number six.
All right. And we're going to go into a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about hope. Hope that is found even after the devastation of a fire with our guest, Father Jeff Musin. He is the pastor at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in the capital city. Beautiful city of Salem. We'll be back after the break here at Mater Dei Radio. And we are back this morning. Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Rejoice in hope. Father Jeff Musin joining us today. He's full of joy. I'm full of joy. Dave, you're kind of excited.
I'm excited. The phone rang during that break
a couple
of times. We're at 8 individual gifts, some still being processed, so we don't have the numbers on those yet. But we know we have 7. I mean, we have 8 that have come in looking for 7 more over the course of the rest of this hour. I believe when we hit that 15, we'll also hit that $3,000. Evidence of that, the first 5 calls equaled $925. So if we could do that for the next 10, I will be nipping at the heels of that $3,000.
So seven more calls. I get seven. Seven is a perfect
number.
That
would strike you too, doesn't it?
I do. What is that about seven? I have to think about that one.
Seven
first.
Bam! There we go.
Yeah, that might be.
Looking for six.
Seven, six more. Thank you so much for that call. Father Jeff Musin joining us today, giving us an update on all that is happening at beautiful St. Joseph's Church.
Now.
You know, we were talking again. You said every day. You know, it's been 2 years since that fire, and every day people want to know how are things at St. Joseph. We're excited to hear how far you've come, and boy, considering where you started, it's a miracle.
Well, and the church wasn't the only thing that was damaged. Also, the gym flooded, the school basement flooded. We had to replace the heating system for the entire block, pretty much, that was connected. It's like someone took an aircraft carrier from World War II and just dropped it there, and then we built on top of it.
My goodness.
We learned a lot and just repaired a lot. Like I said, we only missed 4 days of school and got that going back. We were outside for about 6 or 7 weeks, and then we got the gym back to celebrate Mass in the gym right before it started getting cold. And then, God kept the weather going, which was great for us.
That's amazing. So again, growing back. And here's the thing, because when we are hopeless, those fears come in and people look and think, our beautiful church, for all of those years, how many weddings, how many baptisms, how many funerals were celebrated through the Mass every week, months and months, for how many years? I mean, 100 years?
Well, that particular building was built in 1953.
Okay.
So they just celebrated 50, 70 years.
70,
70
years.
70 years in that building.
And you think,
and then we caught it on fire.
And then you kind of, well done. But, that fear tells you we'll never be able to rebuild that again. Mm. We'll never, because of the memories, right? It's in the memory that was there, and now it's gone forever. But God, as he does with me and my guardian angel, just kind of a little tap on the head. Mm. There. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Right? Let's see what we can do now. Yeah. And it's from the ashes. It's been rebuilt.
It's going to turn out real good.
Great.
Really beautiful. I think acoustically it's going to be even a little better.
Mm.
It's going to, I just can't wait. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Of course. And then you can't, and that's the thing. You don't look back on what you've lost. Now you're at a point where we look forward. Can you imagine the first infant brought to the new church building for baptism. First couple to walk that aisle in their wedding, the first tears to fall as we say goodbye and watch the priest, with that beautiful sending of the incense. Our Catholic funeral, it is grief, but we rejoice in the hope that now our loved one is before that beatific vision, and it is through the Catholic Mass, it is through the Eucharist that we have that hope. And that puts a smile on our face because we look forward to be able to celebrate with our Catholic family once again at St. Joseph's.
Mm. Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, they're repairing the stained glass windows. They're going to bring them back. They're bringing the organ back. I think there's 3,000 pieces to that.
Oh,
my for the stained glass.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so things got fixed. The pews didn't survive, so we're getting new ones.
Okay.
But it'll.
All right, and now the big question that I always go to, especially when I go to other churches, is it going to be the penitent kneelers that are all wooden, or are they going to be kind of the
cushion
comfort,
on that thing.
A little comfort on the kneeler?
Oh, well, I got to leave you some surprises. So.
Okay.
Now you have to come and see.
888-823-5286. Here's where we stand. Looking for 15 individual gifts. You heard that phone ring a couple more times. We are 11 individual gifts in, some of them still being processed. We are down to four. So we know what we do when we are looking for our last four phone calls. We ask that you give those in honor of the Holy Trinity and then in honor of Our Lady. So that first, that next time you hear that phone ring or that gift come in online, that will be a gift in honor of the Father. Then the next one in honor of the Son. Then the third one in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then the fourth one and all subsequent gifts after that in honor of Our Lady. So there you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. So 888-823-5286, exactly where we hope to be at this point.
You know, I think maybe after 4, we should go 5 and onward for St. Joseph this hour. What do you think?
Oh, Aaron,
brilliance coming from the
you're
cheap
brilliant. Seats. Okay.
Marketing strategist
over
here.
I'm with you on that one. There we go. So we've got the Father coming up, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Our Lady, and then all subsequent gifts in honor of St. Joseph. 888-823-5286, 888. Am I using subsequent in the right context?
I don't think you understand what that word
means. I don't,
perfectly.
And I definitely could not spell it, but I'm just saying.
No,
I think
you
it's
got
right.
It. Yeah. All everything subsequent. After that. Yeah. Yeah, is going to be for St. Joseph. Rolando Moreno here. This is his first Share-a-thon with us as our new executive director. Rolando, just so you know, yes, this is exactly the amount of fun we are allowed to have during an hour
just
of Share-a-thon.
This amount.
This is the amount.
No more.
Yes, no more. Yes,
just
I know.
Kidding.
We're
no,
working
have,
hard.
It's a very joyful place. Yeah. Really, in the short time that I've been here, what's been awesome is just the joy that is here. Like, we have a good time.
Amen.
Which is great. So, a few thank yous here. We'd like to thank Cecilia from St. Joseph's Parish in Salem. Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank
and
you.
Prayers for her son's reversion.
Mm. Okay. Amen.
Definitely be praying
prayer
for that.
Parents.
We'd also like to thank Eric from St. Joseph's in Salem and was, you know, inspired by Father Jeff. Prayers for their daughter and a miscarriage. So we will definitely be praying for that.
Of course. That is a
thank you again, all of you who are giving, and we just been a great hour so far.
Cecilia, you are no longer breaking my heart. Nicely done. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, the telephone number to call. 11 individual gifts in. Looking for 4 more to get to that sweet number 15 that we announced at the beginning. The first in honor of the Father, the second in honor of the Son, the third in honor of the Holy Spirit, the fourth in honor of Our Lady, and then every call and gift after that in honor of Saint Joseph. Bam, there's the one in honor of the Father. Now looking for a call, a gift online or through the app in honor of Jesus. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app.
Is it all right if we pray for those folks right now?
Please.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to our children who have walked away from you from one reason or another, maybe the hardness of their heart. We ask that you send your Spirit, the dew of your Spirit, to soften their heart, to open their heart again to you and to love your Son, Jesus Christ, and our Mother Mary. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Also for those mothers who have lost children through miscarriage or any other tragedy, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace.
Amen.
May their soul and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen.
And we trust, Lord, that you take them to the place prepared for them.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
That's it. Let's pray. You know, I love that too, because how often do you run across somebody who is going through something and you talk with them, you console them, they ask for your prayers right now. Right now you need to pray for them with them. And oftentimes it shocks people and they say, can you pray for me? Yeah, right now. Let's pray together.
I make it a habit when I go out to a restaurant or I'm engaging with someone that I'm going to see more than just a second, I'll say, is there anything I can pray for? Anything that's going on in your life that you could use prayer for right now? Happy to pray for you. And if they're open to that, as you said, pray right then.
Right then and there.
Pray for them right then.
Right
perfect
then.
Time.
And here on the Mater Dei Radio, when they're praying with us, you know, more people are praying than we know because they're joining us in that prayer.
Amen to that.
I love it.
Amen. Ooh, love
all
it.
Right. So we have a goal to get to. We got a little over 20 minutes to get there. $2,075. Now, that might be a little bit lower, so we need to have people start pledging now. We want to get to this goal. It's exciting to have Father Jeff Musen joining us. St. Joseph's in Salem.
Yeah.
Your pastor is on, so please call
up
in.
Up from the ashes.
Give him your support. Let us know your prayer intention so that way all of us here in the studio at Mater Dei Radio can pray for you.
Just got an update. We have $1,775 in.
Oh,
that
okay.
leaves 1,225 to go.
Wow.
No problem.
Okay. We are definitely in shot of getting to this goal this hour.
And look, if we got that bell ringer, that $1,200 as a one-time gift or $100 or more as a monthly gift, bam, that leaves us with $25. So I would say calling out to two individuals right now who can give that $25 one-time gift. Would love to hear from you and would love to hear from someone who could give that $1,200 or more or $100 or more as a monthly gift. 888 and everyone in between, of course, but we're 13 individual gifts in and accounted for, some still being processed.
All right.
And with two to go, one in honor of the Holy Spirit, one in honor of Our Lady, and then everything after that in honor of St. Joseph. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, materdeyradio.com. Or on the Hail Mary Media app.
$1,225 to go, match dollar for dollar. Here is the thing. We are going to go to a hard break we get to 11 o'clock. That means that the system itself is programmed to take over. It's going to get us into that midday programming that we have here at Mater Dei Radio. We would love to be able to get to that goal so that way Father Jeff Musin has time to pray a prayer of thanksgiving for us, and then he can get back on the road driving down to Salem, Oregon, back to St. Joseph's with a smile on his face. He has a beautiful smile. We do not want to see Father Jeff.
No frowning.
No
right.
frowning yeah. at all. But, you know, if we don't get to the goal, he might be maybe just slightly cross.
Well, and here's the other thing. We are literally 21 minutes away from the halfway point of this 2025 Fall Share-a-thon for Mater Dei Radio. When we make this goal this hour, we're even, Stephen, for the whole first half. We're not taking anything over into the second half.
Oh,
nothing.
That's where we need
to be. If we can meet this goal. So we started out 7 a.m. on Monday. Here we are all the way to almost 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Thanks be to God, everyone being so generous. We're at this point. We're $1,225 away from raising everything that we hope to raise Monday morning at 7 a.m.
All right.
That's it. 12:25.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are going to get there. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into a break so that way our volunteers at the phone break, they can get their papers organized because we have got to climb a $1,225 hill. And we're going to do that when we come back to Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope. One more time with that phone number, 888-823-5286. Call now and then join us back after the break. And we are back. We are full of joy, and we are excited that you are joining us on this wonderful Wednesday morning. And it's wonderful because we have the joy of our Catholic faith, and we've got the joy of the faith of Father Jeff Musin, who is joining us in studio this hour. They are going on a line. That ding that we just heard is someone else. Either a seminarian has gotten their wings, or we've gotten another pledge here at Mater Dei Radio. Do seminarians, I don't think they
and
have.
And that gift in honor of the Holy Spirit.
It takes them a while for those
they
seminarians
have a lot to earn.
They aren't even close there.
That gift in honor of the Holy Spirit. So looking for that gift in honor of Our Lady, and then multiple gifts in honor of St. Joseph.
All right. St. Joseph, be with us. Pray with us on this day. Rolando joining us in studio. We've got they have been calling. They have been going online, and we have got some people to thank.
Yes, we do. I'd like to thank Mary from St. Joseph's in Salem. Thank you, Mary, for your gift.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Joanne and Ted, also from St. Joseph's in Salem.
They're probably on their way to Mass.
That's right. Praying for priests and all deacons.
Oh,
yeah. Might be getting a good deacon soon.
And a special message here. See if I can decipher this. Father Jeff Musin, Cobra, from your friend Desbro. Rolando, get back to work. I know who that is. All right, thank you. Jeanette, as well from St. Joseph's, thank you for your donation and praying for children to return to the church.
Amen.
And another good friend, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for your generous donation as well. And Faye.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your generous donation. She asked for prayers for family intentions, for good health and peace in the world. Thank you, Faye. God bless you.
Amen.
Gotta love that. So that's 14. That's 14 individual gifts in. We asked for 15, just looking for that last gift in honor of Our Lady. And then, of course, those gifts in honor of St. Joseph. We still have a little bit of a dollar mountain to climb, so we continue to make our way up that mountain. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
What portion can you take now? I think that we are waiting for an update for sure. What we do know, 1,200.
Nope. Just got Louie, as you're speaking, got an update. We have $705 remaining to go.
$705.
Okay.
All right, that is doable. Now, here's what we want to do, and this happens often, Father Jeff, is that we climb this long hill. We had $3,000 straight match dollar for dollar, and then we whittle it down, and we get down to kind of these lower numbers, $705, and people go, oh, someone else is going to call and get that. Yeah, they have done it, right?
Right.
And then the phones stop ringing.
So I just want you to be that someone else. Call now, 888-823-5286, moderndayradio.com, or the Hail Mary app will help you out.
All right. You do that so
my
well.
My goodness.
It's like it's right there in front
I'm
of you.
I'm going back to Toledo.
Like it's right there in front of me.
That's good stuff.
That's it. And now here's our hope, though. Yes, somebody is listening, and you are the person that is going to help us get to that goal. And that goal is what we need to keep the lights on every day. It's what keeps our signal going out across the airwaves. It's the one that keeps our payroll done, and we appreciate that because we work for this mission. But under the new leadership with Rolando, we are hoping to grow. So when we get to that $705, then now we move into a part of the hour that is that ability for us to grow. It is the ability for us to create new programming, to bring in new hosts with new ideas to help reach another generation of people that will continue to support Mater Dei Radio into the next 35 years, the next 40 years, right? We have been here for 36 years. Mater Dei Radio has been on the airways. We are the first lay-owned Catholic radio station in the entire United States. It started here because we wanted to pray the rosary. And we do that every day, three times a day, actually. Yeah. Three times a day you hear the rosary prayed at Mater Dei Radio. Three times a day you hear the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Every day, three times a day, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is aired here at Mater Dei Radio. And we want to continue to be able to do that into the future. So thank you for that pledge. Again, that is coming off of that $705 we have remaining this hour.
That's our 15th gift. That ding that you just heard was the gift in honor of Our Lady. That means everything coming forward from this point forward is going to be in honor of St. Joseph with 8 minutes to go.
Oh, okay.
But we still have a $705 mountain to climb. Now, here's the thing. We raised $705. We have accomplished all of our goals through half of the share-a-thon. We don't carry anything over to the second half, but we need to cover the $705. 888-8. You imagine being this. Oh, I'm sorry. 888-823-5286. Imagine being this far into Share-a-thon, halfway, and we're literally $705 away from being exactly where we hope to be a Monday at 7 a.m. when we started all this. 888-823. I could do it, I promise. 888-823-5286.
You know, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to get that goal. We're going to earn beyond the goal. We got to hire an exterminator to get all of these squirrels out of the studio because you get distracted by those squirrels.
Medicine doesn't even do it. They think it will, but no. That's the first gift in honor of St. Joseph.
St. Joseph. Awesome. Amen, amen. He is praying for us. He is a man of action. And he is praying for Mater Dei Radio.
He was not known to tarry, that's for sure.
No, he does not tarry.
No, he did not. Could you imagine if St. Joseph...
Terror of demons, that's
there
what he
goes.
Is
Ooh,
right there, baby.
I
nicely
love
done,
St. Joseph, terror of demons, yeah.
That's a good name.
That's one of his titles.
I love it. Yes, he was a man of action. Could you imagine if he got up in the morning after the angel visited him in his dream and he went, yeah, no, I think I'm going to just stay right here. I don't want to go anywhere. Mm. No. No, we are asked to move. St. Joseph was asked to stretch beyond what he thought. He took the Holy Family back to Egypt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Talk about the faith of a man who was, he was the protector of the Holy Family, the protector of the Savior of the world. And he said, I trust in you, God our Father, and I will protect this family. Man of action. I love it.
Providing a living for his family as well, by the way. So going from where he knew probably a lot of people to a place where he knew no one and still had to make that provision for his family. And through his obedience, I'm sure that that took place. 888-823-5286. With just 6 minutes left, let's honor St. Joseph. 888-823-5286.
What portion can you take? $705. $705. That's it. Please think about that gift. And you know you're going to make the pledge. Let this be the hour. We're going to go into the hard break at 11 o'clock. We want to be able to celebrate with Father Jeff. So now is the time to call. 888-823-5286.
Going to a prayer. Father, would you lead us in a quick prayer of thanksgiving for all those who have spent their hard-earned dollars with Mater Dei Radio now and into the future?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the generosity you have shown through your holy people this hour. We ask that you continue to open their hearts to be generous, not with just their treasure, but with their time and their talent as well. Lord, you give us so many gifts through the power of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we ask that you continue to do so, and we thank you for those things. We also thank you for the great peace efforts that have been really pushed throughout the world, that the end of war through the intercession of Our Lady of Peace, our Queen of Peace, might continue, and that St. Joseph, through intercession, will help rebuild all those places devastated by war. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. With 5 minutes to go, just five perfect minutes to go, 888-823-5286. Looking for gifts in honor of St. Joseph. Wow.
St. Joseph
bell ringer. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam! There we go. Gotta love it.
So I believe Rolando is here. He has got some thank yous, and I think that we have got a very, very wonderful update.
Yes, we do. First of all, I'd like to thank Sean and Aaron.
Thank you,
For your gift, prayer request for children's future vocations,
Amen.
And in gratitude for the gifts that God has given their family. Thank you for your gift. We will be praying for you. Mary, as well, from St. Joseph's in Salem. Thank you for your gift and just loves to support the radio station. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gotta love that. Love that prayer request from Sean and Aaron, Father, praying now for the future vocation of their children.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's pray for them, Lord. We need more vocations to the priesthood, religious life. We also need good vocations to the married life and to be faithful to all that you have given us to follow. Amen.
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 Wow. Okay. 3 minutes left. Again, receiving gifts in honor of St. Joseph. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com. Giving thanks for the intercession of St. Joseph for such a wonderful hour as well.
888-823-5286. Let's keep those calls coming in, these pledges. It's been a great hour. And again, we are looking to continue to receive these prayers. We have met the goal. Now let help Mater Dei Radio grow, expand, be able to bring new programming, new ideas, new digital content, new video content. Boy, that it is an amazing set that we have. And there's more things we would love to do with that as well. So please, let's keep calling. We're going to go into this break for the midday hours. Of course, you're going to hear more great content here from Mater Dei Radio.
You know, as the team gets together and talks about expansion, Rolando, yourself, all of you guys getting together and talking about the expansion of Mater Dei Radio, I've been expanding since I was 30. I mean, I'm an expert on expansion. So anyway, I'm just offering
888-823-5286.
That's a gift in honor of St. Joseph.
888-823-5286.
There's another one in honor of St. Joseph.
See, this is what is amazing. We ask for our need, and then we ask for more, and our great listeners are going, yes.
Yeah,
I will be there to help you, and we are grateful for that. Just 2 minutes left in this hour. What portion can you help take? There's not even a portion, actually.
Right.
What can you do? Think about a number.
Yeah, maybe
you have a number
in
mind.
Top.
Yeah.
Put us over the hump.
We want to be able to grow, to be able to...
Oh, my goodness. Another bell? Are you serious? Now, hold on a minute. We're going to take this one from the top. Father Jeff needs to do this one along. Are you familiar with this song by Frank Sinatra, Father? Can you?
I've heard it, but I don't think I can sing it.
You can't sing it.
All you need to know is
ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
And that bell goes ring-a-ding-ding.
There you nailed it. There we go. Ring-a-ding. Bam! Then you got to add that bam at the end. There we go.
That is exactly what we need.
1 minute left. Another bell ringer. Oh, my goodness. Look at the generosity of your parish.
Thank you, St. Joseph, for bringing it home.
Definitely did. St. Joseph, a patron saint of the Universal Church, and all of the parishioners that pledged from St. Joseph.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much. Father Jeff, it's been great to have you in our studio today. Thank you for making that drive up.
Oh, it's been fun.
God, I love
it. We'll do this again.
Oh, all right. I'm going to put you down. What are you doing next April? We're going to make a time for you. We love it very much. We are going to take that midday break. Join us back here at Mater Dei Radio. We got an afternoon ahead. Thank you for being with us here at Mater Dei Radio Fall Charathon 2025. Rejoice in hope.
God bless you.